Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We thank the delegation of Zimbabwe for presentation of Zimbabwe's national report on UPR. My delegation takes note with appreciation of the progress made by Zimbabwe in follow-up to the first cycle of UPR that includes acceptance of 130 out of 177 recommendations, their implementation and follow-up. The adoption of a new constitution with declaration of rights to strengthen the institutional framework for the promotion and protection of human rights is a positive development. We also welcome Zimbabwe government's decision to establish new institutions or strengthen the existing national mechanisms to protect and promote human rights. My delegation also appreciates the launch of Zimbabwe Agenda for Sustainable Socioeconomic Transformation for the period 2013 to December 2018 to revive the economy and achieve sustainable economic development. In this regard, we also note the measures taken by the government to promote the rights of the children, women, and persons with disabilities. Increased participation of women and persons with disabilities in socioeconomic spheres is commendable. Mr. Vice President, my delegation would like to recommend A, Zimbabwe may continue to ensure the implementation of ratified human rights treaties. B, to continue implement policies for the development of its people under the SDGs, including measures taken for equal opportunities for women's participation and economic development of the country. We once again thank the delegation of Zimbabwe for a comprehensive presentation and wish them all success. I thank you.